Of the 12 players currently on the Tar Heel roster, only 4 were on the team for Banghart's first year. Guard Stephanie Watts, who has given UNC some solid perimeter scoring in the past, is also back on the team as a graduate transfer after spending last season at USC. Forwards Janelle Bailey and Malu Shatenge will again be counted on to lead the front court alongside Jalen Murray, who is returning after missing last season with a knee injury. The only other player with previous experience at UNC is guard Kennedy Tucker, a sophomore who played 14 minutes per game last season. Banghart's stellar work on the recruiting trail will have to show immediate returns for UNC to have success this year, but she appears to have a group ready to take on that load, with 3 of the 5 players ranked among the top 100 high schoolers in their class by ESPN. The Tar Heels will also have the services of guards Petra Holashenska and Ariel Young, who transferred from Illinois and Michigan, respectively.
I think when we got here, we knew that one of my main responsibilities was to restore the talent at North Carolina in terms of both the immediate talent and the depth that we can bring to this program. And so we got right to it.
Veteran leaders like Bailey and Watts will likely carry a big load early in the season, but the player to watch as the games go on will be freshman point guard Deja Kelly. A 5-star recruit from Duncanville, Texas, Kelly arrives in Chapel Hill as the number 4 ranked player at her position. Banghart praised her toughness and even went as far as comparing her to UNC legend Ivory Latta, who brought a similar mentality to the court despite her small stature. It's not just toughness that separates Kelly, though, as she has wasted no time making a strong impression on the coaching staff.
What makes Deja so good is that her handle, a little bit like Curry, allows her to not worry as much about the person guarding her. It's helping her think about how the secondary defenders are guarding, right, to make her read. She loves film. She wants to be held accountable. She wants to be coached. She wants to be great. She's not the princess, prima donna, anything else that sometimes you get with stars.
The development of Kelly and the rest of the freshmen has come at a much different pace than in typical seasons, since the team has essentially been in a bubble on campus since July due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Banghart realizes that these players aren't getting the normal college experience right now, but they have had more than enough time to bond with teammates and learn her system. With a small roster full of newcomers, building depth is key to accomplishing any goals the team has for itself. It could also go a long way to keeping the team fresh down the stretch, something UNC didn't have the benefit of last year as it lost the final 8 games of the season. The Tar Heels will have just 5 non-conference games before ACC play begins this year, meaning you could see Banghart do a lot of experimenting early on.
What we hope to attain is game minutes for the whole roster. I think you'll see a variety of starting lineups. I think we're that deep. And so we need people to get their feet wet on the court in a uniform so that when we get into league play, we are as deep and talented, as confident as we can be.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.